Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant shift in India's national security doctrine has been observed, and it's all linked to a major operation that marked a new approach in the country's counter-terrorism strategy. The first anniversary of a major operation has prompted extensive strategic assessments of how India's cross-border precision strikes have reshaped its national security doctrine, military signaling, and approach to nuclear threshold conflict. But why does this matter? It matters because this operation marked a significant change in how India responds to terrorist attacks. To understand this, let's look at the background. Since the Pahalgam terror attack of April 2025, in which 26 civilians were killed, India has been reassessing its counter-terrorism doctrine. The Resistance Front, a shadow group of Lashkar-e-Taiba, claimed responsibility for the attack. India's intelligence agencies attributed the planning of the attack to Pakistan-based outfits operating with the backing of the Inter-Services Intelligence, or ISI. India initially pursued diplomatic pressure, demarching Pakistan's ambassador, suspending the Indus Waters Treaty in its operative protocols, and closing airspace to Pakistani aircraft. When these measures produced no satisfactory response, the government authorized a military operation. The operation, launched in May 2025, was a coordinated tri-service operation that targeted sites including training camps and logistical hubs linked to Lashkar-e-Taiba, Jaish-e-Mohammed, and Hizbul Mujahideen. No civilian infrastructure was targeted. However, Pakistan retaliated with drone swarms and missile strikes on Indian forward air bases on May 9-10, 2025. The Indian Air Force intercepted the majority of these attacks using the S-400 Triumph, also known as the Sudarshana Chakra, and Akash Air Defense Systems. India then struck 11 Pakistani military air bases, demonstrating the capacity to reach deep inside Pakistani territory. Since 10 May 2025, when Pakistan's Director General of Military Operations, or DGMO, initiated a hotline call to India's DGMO at 17 o'clock Indian Standard Time, a ceasefire has been in effect. Now, let us turn to the strategic doctrine shift that this operation represents. For decades, India adhered to a doctrine of strategic restraint, absorbing terrorist provocations while pursuing diplomatic redressal, premised on nuclear caution and international opinion management. However, this operation marks a structural break from that doctrine. What makes this significant is that India demonstrated it can conduct offensive kinetic operations against a nuclear-armed adversary without triggering nuclear escalation, provided the strikes are precise, limited in scope, and managed with graduated escalation. This recalibrates Pakistan's nuclear deterrence calculus, weakening the threat of nuclear-first use as a shield for conventional aggression. The role of technology in this operation was crucial. The BrahMos missile, which is a supersonic cruise missile with a speed of Mach 2.8 and above, demonstrated deep strike accuracy. The S-400 Triumph, or Sudarshana Chakra, intercepted Pakistani aerial counterattacks, while the Akash missile system proved effective in layered air defense. Space-based intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, or ISR, from the RISAT to BR series provided real-time targeting intelligence. India's post-operation diplomatic management was also noteworthy. India briefed the P5 nations and key partners within hours to prevent narrative capture by Pakistan, presented evidence to the UN Security Council of terror infrastructure links, and the US played a key role in facilitating ceasefire dialogue. India suspended Indus Waters Treaty talks, with normalization conditional on Pakistan side action. Pakistan's counter-narrative, referred to as Operation Markaihak, found limited international resonance. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers internal security and defense, including India's counter-terrorism doctrine, evolution, subconventional warfare, and proxy conflicts, as well as nuclear deterrence and threshold management. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers international relations, including India-Pakistan bilateral dynamics and the role of multilateral institutions, such as the UN Security Council, in regional conflicts. Some possible means angels to consider include critically evaluating whether this operation represents a structural shift or tactical exception in India's security doctrine, examining how India's strike capability affects the stability of nuclear deterrence in South Asia, and analyzing the role of technology, such as the BrahMos and S-400 in changing India's strategic options. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The operation struck 9 terror infrastructure sites, including 5 in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, and 4 in Pakistan's Punjab province. The operation used BrahMos missiles and over 100 aircraft, making it the largest aerial operation since the India-Pakistan War of 1971. India struck 11 Pakistani military air bases in retaliation, including Nur Khan, Sargodha, Murid, Bholari, Rafiki, Sukkur, Sialkot, Pasroor, Chunia, Skardu, and Jacobabad. The ceasefire, which was initiated by Pakistan's DGMO, has been in effect since 10 May 2025 at 17 o'clock Indian Standard Time. The air defense systems used included the S-400 Triumph, or Sudarshana Chakra, and the Akash missile system. The doctrine shift marked a move from strategic restraint to zero-tolerance deterrence, with targets including infrastructure linked to Lashkar-e-Taiba, Jaish-e-Mohammed, and Hizbul Mujahideen. This significant shift in India's national security doctrine has far-reaching implications for the country's strategic position and its approach to counter-terrorism, and it will be important to watch how this develops in the coming years. The fact that India can conduct offensive operations against a nuclear-armed adversary without triggering nuclear escalation is a significant development, and it will be crucial to see how this affects the stability of nuclear deterrence in South Asia.